This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Macca, we have our next guest on the line, and we're really happy to be joined for the first time, Associate Editor of Crikey, Cam Wilson. Welcome to Saturday Magazine.
Great to be here.
Cam, you've recently published an article in Crikey, and it has a really interesting contention. So it's in the context of extremism and the recent actions taken by the neo-Nazis that make up the National Socialist Network Group. Many in our community might have seen these images broadcast and seeing these, cowards, walking down the street with their faces covered.
Knuckle draggers.
That's right, Macca. But you contend that we shouldn't be confusing neo-Nazis being present for being powerful. Why not?
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting balance because, you know, people who represent a inherently, you know, fascist, violent ideology are always some risk to the community. And, you know, we shouldn't be downplaying that. This was kind of in the context of that group that you mentioned turning up in Ballarat and doing a march. And, you know, people from, I think, the local Ballarat African community, you know, rightly said, we're concerned about this. This is worrying us seeing this in the street. So it's not to downplay these risks. But the flip side is that, you know, as I've reported on online extremism for a couple of years, and specifically I've reported on this group, and in 2021 I got my hands on an internal manual for the group, which talked about their strategies. And one of their main ways of recruiting is this idea of getting other forms of media and other forms of attention to amplify their message. And so, you know, they say, we do stunts, you know, we turn up in places, we do banner drops, those kinds of things, with the intention of, even if people, you know, present us in a negative way, they do amplify a message and in some ways maybe communicate that we're, you know, stronger and more present than we actually are. So my kind of contention with this piece that I wrote in response to this was not that we, you know, shouldn't be worried at all. You know, it is a dangerous ideology. There are, you know, the group has been linked to people who have committed acts of violence. But at the same time, we should recognize, you know, in the case of the Ballarat one and other stunts that they've done recently, it's, you know, the same amount of people, you know, about less than like 30 blokes who turn up. They're wearing masks because they're too afraid of their actual identity being exposed and facing consequences. And they can only really do these things at the moment when they have police, you know, accompanying them for their own safety, or kind of in the middle of the night because they realize that, you know, local communities have gotten better at rejecting them. And as a result, you know, let's not pretend that this is a growing, you know, a powerful movement, but actually a bunch of social outcasts who can only, you know, do activism in a very small amount of circumstances.
I was going to say, you know, Cam, you know, certainly, you know, I make a light of their abilities, you know, their intelligence, their common sense, their view on the world. But we shouldn't underestimate the train of thought or the strain of thought that they represent, and that they're trying to get people to just buy into, obviously they'd like all of it, but little bits of it, aren't they? And often they align themselves with other groups and causes that perhaps people would look at it and go, oh, but then they can land on at least something they have in common, something negative. Is that a fair comment?
Yeah, absolutely, Macca. So, I mean, like, you know, these groups, it's well known, try and glom onto other movements. Like, you know, I've reported that they've tried to, you know, they've been involved in anti-Zionist and anti-Israel organizing. And that's not to say that all anti-Israel organizing is like that, but, you know, they recognize that while there are good faith criticisms of Israel, we can use it as a way of laundering our explicit anti-Semitism and racism. Or, you know, they've also gone really, they're trying to get involved in the anti-immigration debate that's kind of happening at the moment. All of these ways is like perhaps something that is a connection between what they think, but and then a broader mainstream debate. But ultimately, you know, they represent an ideology that most people, the vast majority of Australians, recognise is completely abhorrent. You know, they are white nationalists, they are fascists, they believe in violence, they believe in the extermination of, like, a lot of Australians. And most people, you know, if they said that to people, most people would say, probably most polite, you're a weirdo. And like, as a result, they have to do different tactics as a way of, you know, masking what they really believe or trying to make it more palatable. Because if they were honest, people would reject them as they do get rejected anyway.
Yeah.
One of the themes that we're exploring on the show today, Cam, is we're looking at disinformation, algorithms, how it's spread and what this is meaning for how we come to understand news, especially some of the news that's happening in the morning at the moment with regards to conflict between Palestine and Israel. An investigation that you've been a part of at Crikey is that viral footage that showed protesters chanting "Gas the Jews" can't be verified. Can you speak a bit more about this and the lengths that you've gone to investigate this video?
Yeah, sure. So there was this footage that went viral at a pro-Palestinian protest that happened on October 9th in front of the Sydney Opera House. The Sydney Opera House had been lit up in the colours of Israel, and pro-Palestinian protesters turned up there. Now, there's a lot of reports around anti-Semitic chants, which did happen. There's no contentious around this. However, there was a specific chant that was only captured by videos from one single group that allegedly showed protesters saying, "Gas the Jews." Now, this is not only anti-Semitic, but also is actually a direct incitement to violence. Mm. And the reason that it's significant is that it would likely reach the criminal level of incitement to violence, and it is in itself a kind of, distinct claim. Now, in the fallout of this, there was a lot of response to the entire protest. And like I said before, you know, there was anti-Semitism there. There's no denying that. And people have responded to that. However, there have been questions raised about the validity of the footage that was released by this one group, a conservative Jewish group called the Australian Jewish Association, and whether it's been able to be corroborated. And so I did a bit of research into the fact that, one, police and independent fact checkers have not been able to verify the footage, and no further footage from any other group has emerged that confirms the footage. And two, showing that the footage that they shared was that had indeed been edited. Now, of course, it's important to say that, you know, the reporting that we did doesn't rule out that specific chant did happen. Mm. You know, I can't say that. I wasn't there. I don't have all this other footage. The contention is just that the footage that was shown by itself is not enough to establish that it happened. And, you know, that's the fact that, for example, the New South Wales Premier, you know, said, "I believe it happened," and he has enacted, changes to hate speech laws in response to it. Mm. You know, pro-Palestinian protests afterwards were initially rejected. You know, it was an important and widely seen piece of footage. Like, it, you know, has gone around the world. It was reported in international outlets. But at its core, we haven't been able to actually prove the validity of that footage. And, you know, ultimately, I think it's an important point to be able to say, you know, let's make sure we agreed on a shared truth, because if it's influencing how people are thinking about things and how politicians are acting, we need to be able to agree on something so that we can then build a consensus for whatever response that comes afterwards.
I want to say thanks, Cam, for, you know, the work and your research on this. It's important, you know, that people get the opportunity to, you know, to read widely and to be informed and not just, you know, rely on unsocial media, because, you know, what they're getting, and we see that in, you know, in the algorithms and how things are targeted, that, you know, it's very clever. And, you know, these groups aligning themselves or trying to get their foot in the door with other groups would normally, you know, probably push them away pretty quickly, finding a common point of interest. And I think that's fascinating. Thank you.
Yeah, no worries. And I think, you know, it's interesting, between the two topics I've talked about today, there is actually a link, which is that extremist groups use growing distrust in institutions to encourage people to join them. And so, haven't used in this case, but there is a, like, you know, for example, there could be a world in which extremist groups say, the fact that, you know, this footage is not able to be verified, but, you know, your leaders are acting as if it's true, means that they are misleading you. We need to be able together to, you know, we don't have to get into the meanings of truth and all that stuff, but at least try and find shared understanding of which we can then, you know, decide how to, you know, how to vote, how to pass legislation, you know, all this kind of stuff. It's important to do that. And ultimately, you know, the reason that I chose to report on this is because I think it was obviously an important claim that has been seen around the world. And ultimately, you know, if it does prove to be true, which is, again, is very much within the realms of possibility, then, you know, that question is, well, why have New South Wales police not charged people yeah. with inciting people to violence? You know, this is not a report that's intended to undermine faith in, for example, one side of politics. It's an attempt to get close to the truth, which then can be used to say, well, what should we be doing as a result of believing this together?
You know why those people don't march very far, Cam?
Why?
They believe the earth's flat and they'd fall off the edge.
I mean, it's funny. You do see, like, you know, people, one of the things, I've done a lot of conspiracy movements generally, and I should say, like, a lot of extremists dabble in kind of conspiracies because inherently, you know, their views depend upon unreasonable views of the world. You know, like, you do see a lot of conspiracy beliefs. You know, Nazis believe in conspiratorial beliefs. And not only do they start to believe in something to do with, you know, race, but then they start to believe in conspiracies to do with, you know, vaccines and the world itself. Oh. So, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if some of those groups
They have much more faith in the ability of government to do stuff than I do. I can't, you know.
That's a conversation for another time. Cam Wilson, Associate Editor of Crikey, thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to chatting with you very soon.
Cheers.
Yeah, well.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.